collisional pumping of $2 and $3 masers in C-type shock waves, by A. V. Nesterenok. The collisional pumping of H2O and CH3OH masers in magnetohydrodynamic non-dissociative C-type shocks is considered. A grid of C-type shock models with speeds in the range 5 to 70 km S1 and pre-shock gas densities NH2, 0 equals 10 to the power of 4 minus 10 to the power of 7 cm3 is constructed. The large velocity gradient approximation is used to solve the radiative transfer equation in molecular lines. The para H2O 183.3 GHz and ortho H2O 380.1 and 448.0 GHz transitions are shown to be inverted and to have an optical depth along the shock velocity tau approximately 1 at relatively low gas densities in the maser zone. NH2 is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 minus 10 to the power of 6 cm3. Higher gas densities, NH2 is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 7 cm3, are needed for efficient pumping of the remaining H2O masers. Simultaneous generation of H2O and class 1 CH3OH maser emission in a shock is possible at pre-shock gas densities NH2, 0 approximately equals 10 to the power of 5 cm3 and shock speeds in the range as approximately equals 17.5 to 22.5 km S1. The possibility of detecting class 1 CH3OH and para H2O 183.3 GHz masers in star-forming regions and near supernova remnants is investigated. This was collisional pumping of $2 and $3 masers in C-type shockwaves, by A. V. Nesterenok.